Have you ever heard any? Well, they're usually bad names, I guess, for Catholics.
No.
All right, how about for Protestants, especially fundamentalist Protestants?
No.
Never heard Holy Rollers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about for Jews?
Just Jews.
That can be a put down.
Yeah.
That, right?
Yeah. When they say Jews, you know what they mean.
Okay. What about, do you have any German kids at your school? Or do you know any slang words for Germans?
No.
Ever hear them called Krauts?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about Italians?
They call some Italians Pepes.
Okay. Can you name anything else?
No.
Do you ever hear Wops?
No.
I've got a lot of these names in mind.
Do you? Yeah. That's a wild city up there.
It is. It is. Have there ever been any riots or any problems at all?
Yeah, just like anywhere else, but we get along pretty good.
I have noticed that. I haven't run into anybody that was entirely black or white. Mm-hmm. And it seems like maybe this building is an exception, but it seems like everybody gets along.
No, I believe it's everywhere.
That's great.
Around here.
It's incredible. How about Polish people?
No.
I gotta just go through this list.
Yeah, okay.
Russians?
No.
You never heard called commies or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
People from Czechoslovakia?
No.
People from Lithuania?
No.
I've never even heard of Lithuania. How about Englishmen?
No.
How about Irishmen?
No.
Do you know anything about Irishmen like they're reputed to drink a lot?
No.
How about Scottish people?
No.
French people?
No.
How about the French people who live in New Orleans? Do you know about them?
No.
Have you ever heard of Cajuns?
Mm.
Okay. There are a group of French people who settled in Canada, and then they came down the Mississippi River and ended up in New Orleans. And they're neat because they speak a language that isn't French or English.
Oh, really?
It's Cajun, and you can talk to them, but they're real hard to understand.
Mm.
Real weird. If you ever hear it, you'll always remember it. It's a real weird kind of
thing. Really? Like how?
Well, I can't imitate the accent, but I can think of the way they say something.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask them how long they've owned, say, how long have you owned that car? So
mm-hmm.
I might say, well, I've owned that car for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say, me, I've been having that car 5 years. They always start off a sentence, they say, they start off with me first. Me, I've been doing this. Me, I live in this.
Oh, I see what you mean now.
But
it's just
even
because
weirder than that. They use a lot. They throw in a lot of French words too.
Yes, because they don't know English word to replace it.
That's right, and they usually live in groups that they don't get into the English speaking community that much, especially in the backwoods.
Mm.
The ones who live in New Orleans do learn English in school. It's a really interesting bunch of people. Okay, how about a Greek people?
No.
Cubans.
No.
You don't know any words like spick or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Puerto Ricans?
No.
Mexicans?
No.
How about Mexican Americans?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of Chicanos?
Yeah.
Is that a Mexican American?
Mm-hmm.
Scandinavians?
No.
Canadians?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard any slang names for Democrats?
Mm-hmm. No.
Republicans?
No.
All right. What do you call a person? A young person with long hair, takes drugs or whatever, radical.
Hippie.
Yeah. Can you think of any other words for hippies?
Yeah. No. I can't think of any.
All right. Do you have a term for your best friend other than saying she's my best friend? You might say she's not.
No, I just say best friend.